What's up, y'all? Rayshon here. I hope you've been having a great April so far. We are wrapping up the semester, and in case you've been living under a rock, we have some new royals for our homecoming court. So we have our newly crowned homecoming king and queen, Jaden and Jabrea, to come talk to us a little bit about their student experiences, recapping homecoming week, and just kind of getting to know them because they are really involved, really awesome students. Jaden has a long history of his involvement, even though he is a transfer student. And we have Jabrea, who is part of our women's basketball team. So we're going to talk to them and kind of see what their homecoming experience was like. So I hope you're ready, because here we go. All right, well, welcome you guys in the wild. Excited to have y'all. Just diving right in, can you share a little bit about yourselves and why you decided to run for homecoming court?
Well, first, I just want to say thank you so much for having us.
Yeah. Of course.
This is a new experience for me. Honestly, I ran for homecoming queen because in high school, I was on homecoming court.
Okay.
All 4 years. So
oh, wow.
I was just like, let me try, you know, the bigger stage, university. And a little insight, if y'all didn't know, we hadn't had like an athlete homecoming queen in like 5 years. Mm-hmm. So I was like, I want to do it. I feel like I can do it. My major is sports medicine and a minor in Spanish. So, yeah.
Well, and once again, thank you for having us. I also ran in high school. So it was an experience. I loved campaigning. I loved the interactions of it all. Mm-hmm. So once I got here, I ran in 2023. So I'm more so, my friends don't agree, but I'm more so of an introverted, very calm, laid back person. So I used it at first as a way to get to know more people because I transferred here and just put myself out there. Mm-hmm. So I made lots of connections that week and just made new friends. I love the campaigning experience. I placed second runner up last mm-hmm. year. So I had my mind made up from the time I walked off the court last year. I'm going to do it again. And so this year, once again, I did it just so I can meet more people, put myself out there. I didn't necessarily go into it with the thought of winning, losing, placing, whatever. I just wanted to have fun. Yeah. It's homecoming week. That's what we're here for. So that's how it went. It was a great experience. And also, I'm a psychology major.
Okay.
Yeah, senior psychology major.
So since both of y'all had experiences from high school, how does it compare to running for a college homecoming?
There is no compare. In my opinion, I feel like in high school, it's more of like a popularity thing. Like, who do you know? That type of thing. There wasn't really, you know, at my school, there wasn't really much campaigning. You didn't see, you know, many posters or anything like that. It was more so like, who liked you most in your class? And if you were liked, then you were up there. Versus the university, like Jaden said, it's more about making connections and meeting new people. There were so many events that were held on campus where we had different opportunities to just, hi, hey, my name is, blah, blah, blah. You know, I can't remember how many times I said that. Right? Like, hi, I'm Jabrea. So that was awesome. And I enjoyed the whole thing. You know, I had fun. Whereas in high school, it was just like, y'all, I'm on court, like, run for me, you know, that type of thing. So.
And I can agree, the campaigning aspect was missing from my experience in high school. I didn't say in high school, I want to be on homecoming court, something that you literally vote. Yeah. They announce it, and I'm like, oh,
you're right.
I'm a homecoming court. Okay, cool. So this, you actually decide to put yourself out there, and I feel like that made the experience better and more fun.
Yeah.
And what does it feel like being voted by the student body for these positions? Because these are really popular titles to hold.
Yeah.
Woo. So throughout the week, more and more, I would even tell my friends, I'm like, the student body make me feel so loved here because literally you just never know how many people are rooting for you, how many people show up for you at the different events, the cheering and everything. Yes. Like, it really makes you feel good, and especially when they promote you. Mm-hmm. So I'm very appreciative of the student body.
Yeah, they were really going hard for you, Jaden.
Thank you. Aww. You too. Yes. Like, so it wouldn't have been what it was without the student body. So I'm very grateful.
Yeah. I agree. I just continue telling people this. It's just a real experience because you have your groups of people that you know are forever going to have your back. But to know that majority of the school has your back and like sees you, you know, fit for this position is just crazy to me. So I'm just thankful and grateful for everybody here at AU that promoted me, that supported me, gave me advice because, you know, honestly, we wouldn't be here if it wasn't for the student body.
Right.
And I guess just recapping homecoming week in general, what were some of your favorite moments, besides being crowned, of course, that you really enjoyed?
Mine would have been, it was Jaguar Mania.
Okay.
I love all the organizations. I love a show. I love going to concerts and stuff. So, like, I had a lot of fun with that in Rochella because of the fireworks and just, you know, everyone coming out dressed up. Yeah. It was very fun, the bun with all the candidates.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was cool. Unfortunately, I was late to Jaguar Mania, so we had a basketball game, but I missed half the show. But the stuff that I did get to see was incredible. Like Jaden, I love a show. Like, I love watching people dance and move and, you know, have fun with it. So that was probably my number one event. And then Roarcella as well, simply because we got to do our little model walk.
Okay.
I love watching America's Next Top Model, so I got my model skills to the test. Yeah, so.
Yeah, and I was going to ask, like, how was that for you being on the women's basketball team? Like, that was a really busy week for you.
Oh, my gosh, yes. Like, we have 2 games a week, and we practice every day that we aren't playing. So I was just more so concerned that, like, will I be able to juggle it at all? Or, like, are there any events that I would have to attend that I wouldn't be able to attend? So luckily, it worked out really well. And the only event that I was late to was Jaguar Mania. Other than that, I was able to go to practice, class, and, you know, participate in the homecoming activities. So.
Yes, my command's her because we all know Jabria as a basketball player, but once I met all the candidates, I saw she was running, I was like, oh my gosh, okay. To be an athlete and do all that is really commendable. And then we got to know each other through this experience because we've never really known each other, and we've learned that our dorms is literally right here by each other. Yeah. So yeah, it was great.
And yeah, I will agree. Like, we definitely got closer. Like, I told him all the time throughout the campaign experience, like, literally, I see you all the time. Like, you're going to win. Like, I see you all the time. Like, I see you.
Yeah, we kept each other lifted.
Yeah.
So what was the vibe going into the week knowing that you have basketball to juggle as well, like, you're campaigning, all this stuff going on? Like, were you feeling pretty, I guess, confident, like, going into or walking on the court for the homecoming game? Like, what were the vibes? What were the feelings that you had there?
Honestly, I was super nervous. Like, I was really nervous. My friends, you know, I told them prior to homecoming week, like, guys, I need a campaign team. And we got to get it going, you know, because I knew that I couldn't do it alone. So I was super nervous. And on Saturday, the day of crowning, I was literally like, my heart was at my feet. It was so hard, you know, because we had a big game. We were fighting for first in our conference that night. And then we had the crowning right after. So I was like, game, crowning. So it was really nerve-wracking, but it was a special experience.
Yes. So for me leading up to the game, so I was at tailgate.
Okay.
I crossed this year as an alpha. I'm part of Alpha Alpha Fraternity Incorporated. This is my first tailgate. So I'm trying to have fun, but in the back of my mind, I'm like, okay, men's halftime. It's time to, you know, get to it. So yeah. I remember, like, leaving the tailgate and going to change into my suit. I hadn't seen any of the candidates. I don't think I made it till it's about time to go on the court. Mm-hmm. And I was just nervous the whole time. I told my mom and my friends, literally, I heard my name, and if you see, like, the videos, I literally looked at my mom like, okay, like, we're doing this. But, yeah, I was just full of gratitude that whole day. That was one of the best days of my life. I was genuinely happy from beginning to end.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, congrats again to y'all for that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And how do you see with these titles, you being able to have a, I guess, position of influence or being of positive impact for AU, but also just the Augusta community as well?
I feel like being a positive impact, it comes with a lot of responsibility, but I'm also happy that people trust me with it. And I'm every day I'm trying to evolve as a better person also and be a good representation. So I have in the back of my mind, you know, at this point, it's people looking up to you, not even just college students, younger people. There's a lot of younger people at the game. Mm-hmm. So it's like, that's something I don't take for granted. And I definitely plan on upholding those high standards of Augusta University.
I agree with Jaden. People are always watching. And now that we hold these crowns, like, even more people are watching. So I feel like this position is not only going to encourage me to be positive, you know, and uplifting to the people I come across or people I don't come across, but to also be a better person every chance that I possibly get, because you never know who's watching. So
is there anything else on your AU bucket list, I guess, that you would like to accomplish before you graduate?
Whew. That's a good question.
That's a great question. So, it's just so much that I'm so grateful for that's already happened.
Yeah.
As someone who works in student life and engagement, I definitely, and I was working with student life and engagement, of course, before the crowning, I definitely plan on building more relationships and bonds with the students because, like I said, I transferred here as a sophomore. So, I feel like there's always more connections to be made with the student body. So, yeah, definitely showing up to everything. I don't plan on missing nothing if I can help it. And being present in all the moments.
I know that this is a stretch, but as an athlete, I would love to see some kind of food court at the Christian Berry Fieldhouse location. Not only because I'm an athlete, but I am on a research team that's diving into food insecurity here on campus. Mm. And it's just like, every other campus has places for you to have food, but Christian Berry. So that's one of the things I want to check off my bucket list happening sometime here soon. So
I would love to see that happen, too. That sounds like really, well, food insecurity is a really big deal, not just with our college, but just across the country. So, yeah.
Yeah.
That could definitely have an impact.
I agree.
But I have a fun game for y'all. So I'm not sure if you watched when we had Mr. and Miss AU come on, but we had a fun little time with them. So I'm going to have y'all play the same game, our little name game, where I'm going to have some categories read out to y'all, and just to kind of put you guys against each other.
Okay.
You're an athlete, so I'm pretty sure you have a positive competitive spirit.
I was going to say, this is
okay. So as I read out the category, I want you to tell me how many you can name of things in this category.
Okay.
And then you'll alternate with numbers of how many you can name until one of you calls the other out.
Okay.
Okay, I know. Okay, gotcha.
Makes sense so far?
I think so.
Okay. So, first up is how many homecoming kings and queens can you name? Jaden, we'll start with you.
I can name one.
All right.
Okay.
You guys say if you
can
name
name
two.
Okay, can you name two?
Okay. Kings and queens?
Mm-hmm.
I can name two.
Okay.
I can name three.
You don't think you can do four?
No.
All right. I'll name them, right?
Yeah, go ahead and name them.
Caleb Bussey.
Yep.
Anasia Mumford.
Of course.
And Isaiah Maddox.
Ding, ding, ding.
Okay.
It's okay. We got some more. You can come back.
Okay.
Second up, food spots on campus, since you brought up food insecurity.
Yes.
How many can you name?
I can name four.
Ooh. Okay. Off the bat.
Do I hop straight to five?
Yeah, you got to hop straight to five.
I can name five.
Okay.
Are we doing like individual places or are we doing like...
Yes, we can do individual places.
I can name six.
Oof, okay.
No, you can't. No, you cannot.
I'll name them.
Go ahead.
Okay, so we have a Subway. We have a Pizza Hut. We have a Freshens. We have Sodexo. That's over there on Health Science.
Okay, Sodexo.
Sodexo?
Yes.
Sodexo? Okay. What did I say, Sodexo? No.
No! I'll let it count because I knew what you meant.
We see each other. I got you.
Okay, and then we have, I know it. It's literally the WOW Cafe.
That's five. You got one more.
Starbucks.
Ooh, that's six.
Oh,
darn it.
Yeah.
Okay, I guess.
She knew him. All right, this one, it threw off Mr. and Ms. AU too, but of course I got to see how y'all do. Okay. The names of Augusta University's colleges and schools.
Okay. I can name one.
You can name one.
I think I can name two.
Okay.
I can name three.
I think I can name four.
Okay.
I can name five.
I can name four.
Okay. So you got the College of Science and Mathematics, mm-hmm. Whole College of Business, mm-hmm. Pamplin. Mm-hmm. Oh, Cyber Sciences. Oh, darn it. Yeah. Oh, graduate school? Does that count?
That counts.
Okay, so that's five. How many did I have?
Four.
Four. I'm missing one. I'm missing a couple. That's all I can do.
What about our other campus?
Which other one? I said the cyber campus. Health sciences.
Yeah, like dental school. Isn't that a school?
Yeah. Okay, I could have used those.
And then college of nursing.
College of nursing, yeah. Okay.
See, you knew more than you thought you did.
I was going to let him have it.
All right. Well, y'all stay tuned because we got more of these guys when we come back.
With the JAG mobile app, you can now discover and filter events that match your interests. Your tasks for success at AU will be right there in your current tasks. Finish them, and they automatically move to the completed task section. But that's not all. With the JAG mobile app, you'll receive targeted push notifications that are relevant to you. No more irrelevant alerts clogging up your phone. Stay in the know without the noise. JAG Mobile's messaging feature lets you see which events they're attending, the groups they're joining, and the conversations they're engaging in. It's the ultimate social and academic networking tool.
Welcome back, you guys. Here with Jaden and Jabria. I guess for something I could have asked you earlier, but can you share a little about your personal journey with Augusta University? Jaden, you mentioned that you were a transfer student.
Yes.
And just kind of how you've grown since your first year here.
Yes. So getting here, what was the deciding factor of me coming was when I was touring like different schools I was interested in, I just felt like home here. It felt like I admired the diversity and the inclusion. So it was a no-brainer for me. And once I made it, being introduced to all these different clubs, like your Black Student Union and the crew and everything, it just like, I acclimated very fast. So I felt like I was able to grow as a social, more like a socialite, because like I said, I consider myself very shy. So a lot of times, like, once it comes to, like, conversating and stuff in the beginning of my journey here, I didn't feel very, like, I think I had more of a mindset of, well, they don't know me, so, like, I guess I'm just going to show up, do my job, and leave. But once you become involved, you really gain a different opinion about being involved on things, because this is your school too. Mm-hmm. So once you learn that you do have a say-so and that your opinion matters, you're able to shape the way different things operate, and you're able to look back and say, well, had I not said nothing, or, you know, had I not helped with this, you know, like, it might not have been what it was, and be proud of what you did while you're here, literally creating a legacy. Yeah. So that's how I feel about the whole
That's
experience.
Really good. For me, being that I came in as a freshman, before I got here, like, Augusta was actually my last look.
Oh, wow.
I know. I had so many different offers from a variety of different schools. Yeah. And being that I came from a PWI in high school, I was so like, I'm going to go to an HBCU, you know? Yeah. And so my mom was just like, keep your options open. And so I got a call from Coach Celeste Stewart, who is now my head coach. She was assistant before I got here. And she was just like, come out, check us out, you know, and all this good stuff. And so for my check boxes of colleges, like, they had my major. They were, you know, giving me a scholarship to play basketball here. I love the campus. it was just beautiful, and it wasn't too far from home. So I was like, wow, I think I love this place. And then when I finally got here, I met a group of friends and the team, and I've just been, you know, doing a little bit here and there everywhere since I've been here. So, yeah.
And how would y'all say you've grown since your first year here?
Tremendously, yeah. Like, really. If you would have told freshman year Jaden he would be sitting here doing this right now, I'm like, no. Yeah. Like, I literally had a plan to come in, you know, go to my classes, do well, graduate, and start working. Yeah. But, like, being here honestly taught me, like, it's so much more to it than that. And, like, interacting with your peers and being a part of things does really shape your college experience. And I encourage everybody to come in and see what they can be a part of.
I would definitely agree. I was so focused on, look, you're not going to have time for any of that extra stuff while you're playing basketball. So just go to school, go to practice, and get it over with. And like Jaden said, if freshman Jabril would have told me that I was homecoming queen, no way.
Yeah.
No way, you know. So it's just really enlightening to see the growth from freshman year to now. I definitely feel a lot more mature and, you know, just ready for I want to do everything now.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I was also going to ask you, like, how do you manage being involved outside of basketball? Because, like you mentioned, y'all are practicing and training every day when you're not playing games. Like, how do you, I guess, manage your time to do stuff outside of that?
Honestly, it's more of like a willpower type thing because it's super easy to go to practice, go to school, go home, and shut down for the rest of the day. But like Jaden said, like, this is my experience as well. Like, so if you want to, you have to just go out and do it. You just got to do it. Sleep later.
Or, right.
Sleep when you're dead, like they say. So, you know, honestly, it's just like a will type thing. I mean, there isn't many hours in the day, but if you want to do something, you'll do it. Yeah. So.
And just taking that time out for yourself when you do say, hey, like, this is my time to just rest and relax. Everybody knows me, knows I'm big on, like, hey, today I'm not doing a thing.
Yeah.
Like, after homecoming, I think I slept so good that Sunday.
Yeah, me too.
I literally crashed. But I had a good time. But like I said, also prioritizing time for, you know, rest and just to do stuff you want to do.
That's very important. Mm. I do not play around when it comes to my nap time.
Hey, yeah.
I try to fit like a 30-minute to an hour nap in, you know, within my days just so that I can feel like, okay, now I can get some stuff done.
Right.
But if not, no.
No. No, I'm envious because I'm in grad school right now, so it's like work and then school after I get home, and so a nap just sounds.
Yeah.
Love a nap.
I love a good nap.
Yeah.
And Jaden, for you, because you're involved in a number of things, how do you kind of, I guess, what keeps you going to still be involved in more things?
My saving grace is a planner. I write planners. I got reminders. Because it is easy to, you might slip up sometimes in, like, also giving yourself grace. Because I'm still becoming acclimated. I joined the fraternity a couple months ago. Now stepping into the homecoming king position, I'm president of the crew. So these are all things I love to devote my time to. But knowing when to ask for help.
Yeah.
Knowing when to say, you know, I'm learning, because trust me. But knowing when to just be like, hey, like, you know, collaborate.
Mm-hmm.
And knowing when to work along with your team and say, I might need help with this.
Yeah.
And knowing there's nothing wrong with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For those who are unfamiliar, do you mind talking a little bit about the crew and what the crew does?
So it is the main student programming board of Augusta University. We have a hand in things such as Spring Fling, Homecoming Week, Summer Send-Off. So we love to create immersive, interactive experiences for the students. And we work along with pro staff, of course, and just, you know, combine all our ideas and opinions, get all the students' ideas and opinions, and try to create experiences for them that they can always talk about and just say they were a part of.
That's really good.
So, yeah, I remember when I used to be on a crew when I was a student here, so I know how busy it can be. Planning events, executing events, promoting events, all that fun stuff. And then you're president. So with that and homecoming, I'm sure that was a very fun week full of stuff.
having to delegate, because, you know, of course, since I was a homecoming candidate, I couldn't really, I wasn't as a part of the crew as I could have been, because I was in most of the stuff. So once again, there goes that being able to say, okay, hand this off and be okay with it, because I like to work. I really like to be a part of things, but it's a very fun experience, and we all love each other, the crew. Like, if y'all see us, we like a big happy family. So it's really fun planning with them.
What have been some of your favorite moments on campus outside of course, being crowned and homecoming week, but any special moments that you've really enjoyed as an Augusta University student?
That's a good question.
My favorite event, I love Spring Fling. I think it's really fun. That's my favorite time of the year. So I love that and all the activities going on. I remember loving to see all of Greek life and BGMO stroll and do their thing. And now the fact that I'm a part of it, I'm just like, ooh, this is... So also just, you know, joining Greek life here, that's been a big thing for me too. Because once again, you were told freshman Jaden, he's doing something like that. I was like, no, that's a lot.
Yeah.
But I have a great time with that as well.
Wow, that's a really good question. honestly, and I hate that I'm bringing it back to athletics, but one of my highlights for this year would probably be when the guys won. It was a couple of years back, and Miguel hit this crazy three-pointer shot. Mm. I felt like the entire school was there, and I don't know. I feel like I was watching a game on TV, but I was there at the same time.
Yeah.
Like, I really enjoyed that. And just to watch our school come together. I think a few people even drove down to Indiana when they went.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
I remember that. Yeah.
Yeah, that was beautiful.
Yeah, I wish I could have made that. But I know from, like, for our team, we were all super excited to watch and kind of support from our homes.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Jag Nation really showed out for them making it to the championship.
That was the year I had transferred here, so that was a really big thing. Wow. I really enjoyed watching.
Yeah, that was a great year. Yeah.
And speaking of academics, or bringing up academics, are there any like professors that have really helped, I guess, your academic journey along the way so far that you want to give a shout out to?
Yes, Candace Griffin. She's my research coordinator, and if you would have, like, told me freshman year that I was going to be a part of research, I would have been like, what? I had to take this class, research class. And she was my teacher, and I'm just like, okay, I'm going to do what I got to do to get this grade, and I'm going to get out of here. And I ended up discovering something, because I love food. So I love food. And she was just like, for this project, really try and dive into, you know, find something that you enjoy, that you love. And, you know, research. So I'm like, food, what can I do about food? And so food insecurity, you know, became a thing. And then I did really well on my paper. And from then on, like, she was like, you can be a part of this research team. Like, come on. So now we meet like every week. We text. Like, she's cool. She comes to all of our games. I love her.
Aww.
And she really encourages me to honestly do whatever and do your best. So yeah, shout out Griffith.
For me, it would be Dr. Stephanie Northington. She was my professor during a time where I was changing over my major. So I originally came in as a pre-dental major, focusing in biology, of course. But I later learned that's really not what I was too interested in. And I shifted over to more so being interested in being a pediatric counselor. So she does that, and she gave me tons of advice that helped, and I have her now. Like, she teaches so many different courses here. Like, it's always a delight to see, you know, she'll be teaching something that I'll be taking, because she's a great professor. And she's never been my professor, but someone who has helped me academically has also been Dr. Sharon Dukes. She's very, anytime I need a word or I might be in my own head about something, Dr. Dukes, she'll break me down and just let me know, like, this is a journey, and it's okay not to have it figured all out right now. So them two play a big role.
That's really good.
We love Dr. Dukes. Shout out to her. And I guess kind of going off of that, like, what are your aspirations outside of or after you graduate?
When I graduate, I'd love to travel. I want to use basketball as an avenue to do that. I want to play overseas and just see the world. I also would like to... travel and eat. I cannot remember what I was going to say. Oh, I want to go to Paris, and I want to go to the UK. So hopefully I can make that happen, like, right after I graduate. But, yeah, I'd love to continue playing basketball.
For me, definitely, I feel like we're all on vacation once we graduate. So, mom, dad, you listen.
Right.
But I would also, I plan on coming back to Augusta University for grad school. I want to be a clinical psychologist eventually. So, I want to do that. And hopefully, I see myself a couple years working at a school, being a school counselor. I feel like guidance counselors really shape a lot of people's experiences. Sometimes they're the reason a lot of people want to go to college, so I would love to make that impact. I know my guidance counselor really showed up and showed out for me.
That's so awesome.
I would love to be that for someone.
Yeah.
Yes, guidance counselors, good guidance counselors are the best.
Yes.
Some of your favorite people ever. So now I have another fun game for y'all. So this one is called Jag Yeah or Hell No. So I'm going to read you some Never Have I Ever statements.
Okay.
And if you've done it, Jag Yeah, but if not, Hell No.
Okay.
First up, yeah, you can grab your nice little cards there.
Okay.
First up, never have I ever pulled an all-nighter.
Oh, for sure.
For sure?
For sure.
That was too easy. How many all-nighters have you pulled?
Ooh, those nights as a bio major?
Who are you telling?
I pulled maybe two or three.
Okay, a couple.
Yeah, I can only remember two vivid ones, but not too often.
Yeah, I'm a very sleepy boy, so I can't pull off too many all-nighters. Next up, never have I ever attended a tailgate party at Augusta University. Well, you already mentioned you were at the tailgate. Okay.
Can't wait for next year.
All right. Unfortunately, because I had to get ready in between the games, I wasn't able to participate this year. But last year, it was so fun. It was so fun. We lost. But it was so fun afterwards. You know, it kind of just took my mind off of everything.
Kind of lift your spirits.
Yes.
So. That's always nice. I have not been to any yet. Maybe one year.
We got
to
make that happen.
I'm saying.
Next year. Dear, dear.
I'll try. I'll try. Try my best. Never have I ever referred to the health sciences campus as the Hill. No.
This is my first time hearing about that.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to say even before the consolidation, that was kind of like a nickname for the university.
Hmm.
Never have I ever taken a scenic stroll on the Somerville campus. Strolls at least between classes. Never have I ever been to an event at the amphitheater. Plenty of events. What was, besides homecoming week, what was the last events you went to on the amphitheater?
What's the welcoming that they do?
The welcome back bash?
Yeah.
Okay.
The welcome back bash.
And then Alpha Phi Alpha, we had our Founders Day ceremony out there last year.
So, okay.
Yes.
Next up, never have I ever explored the Augusta Canal or Riverwalk with friends.
I want to get out there.
It's beautiful.
I need to. I have to.
So just like you telling me to go to a tailgate, you should go downtown.
Yeah, I know. I need to. I
Riverwalk. this is a funny one. Never have I ever attended an event just for the chance to snag some free food on campus.
My first year.
The Thanksgiving.
The holiday. No, yeah, Thanksgiving.
Friendsgiving. Yes, yes.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. I feel like we've all been there.
Well, and then now that you're on the crew, I mean, you get to be there for all of them. So
yes, it's crazy because sometimes I'm encouraged and like, don't just come for food and a t-shirt. Yeah. And knowing like my first year here, that's like all I'm talking
right,
about.
Let's go to.
Like, stick around. Don't leave. Never have I ever participated in a community service project. I was about to say, which way are you going? Okay. What projects have you been involved in?
Every year we help out with the 9/11 walk that happens here on Somerville campus. So,
okay.
Done that a few times. And the big, I'm losing it. It's a race that happens, the big triathlon that happens here in Augusta. Iron Man. We help out with that as well.
Yes, I have done a campus cleanups for Augusta University and Payne Campus during Alpha Week, and then the triathlon race you're mentioning, I've also been a part of that as well.
Yeah. Oh, nice. Never have I ever taken a selfie with Augustus.
Yes, I got several of those from homecoming.
I love Augustus. Have y'all taken any with the Augustus statues?
Yes.
Okay.
The first day they put them out there.
Yeah. Oh, really? Yeah. Okay. Early adopter. Love to see it. Love to see it. Last one. Never have I ever tried to sneak into the Somerville campus fountain during warmer weather.
No.
No? For legal reasons, I won't admit.
People have done that?
I won't confirm or deny if I've stuck my feet in the fountain before. But yeah. Maybe you should. maybe you shouldn't. But... any final thoughts about, I guess, your homecoming week experience or things that you would like students to know about, I guess, the next year in your reign?
I would like people to know, once again, thank you so much for all the support throughout the week. It meant so much to me and all the other candidates who truly made the experience what it was. And within the next year, I can't wait to grow with the students, and I can't wait to look back and see all the memories that we've made.
Yes. I agree. If it wasn't for AU, we would not be here today. So I just want to thank you to everybody who assisted, everybody who ran, and the people behind the scenes as well. I just want everybody to know that this is going to be a great year, and you can do whatever you want to do as long as you put your mind to it and be the best you while doing it. So
yes, and a big shout out to Student Life and Engagement,
of course,
for coordinating everything and just helping us with anything. Thank you.
What's next that we can expect, I guess, from Student Life or the crew before I let you go?
Ooh. Is it right? Okay, so Spring Fling, of course, is coming up. That's the next huge event we'll be having. It'll be in April, I want to say. Mm-hmm. And then we have a Take a Break Tuesday coming up this week. Well, tomorrow. Well, once it comes out. We have a Take a Break Tuesday coming up. We'll be giving away crumble cookies.
Okay.
Yes.
Crumble cookies. We're about to wrap up basketball season for y'all, but any highlights or things you want to make mention of?
Honestly, just tune in. This is our last week of home games, and then we'll be into conference play. So right now we're holding second, and we are currently third in the regional rankings, meaning that we are going to the NCAA tournament. So that's really good. We haven't been since 2008.
Oh, wow.
Yes, so this year is a deal breaker for us. Like, we've been doing a lot of good things. So yeah, I would encourage everybody to come out to the game on Saturday, that senior night.
Well, thank y'all so much for being here. Looking forward to supporting you both during your reign. We'll look forward to having y'all back sometime.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having us.
All right, y'all. I hope you enjoyed that episode. And if you did, please let us know. So talk to us on Instagram, on YouTube, all the platforms that we're on. Tell us what you enjoyed. Tell us who you'd like to have on the show. I really enjoy talking to them because they are, like I said, some really awesome students doing some great things. We're wishing them the best for their reign. I know it's going to be successful. I know they're going to make Augusta University proud. So go Jags, and see y'all in the next one.